you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New cartoon on Twitter, on Facebook. LD put together. Me and my dad phoned in the other day about being a mailman and a dog attacking him. Also, Twitter's got a new poll out there. Do you think the norovirus is funny at the Olympics? You can do the podcast everywhere. Our pilot buddy, who's checking in, I don't know where he's actually at. He said all the flights are jacked up because of the snow in Chicago, so he had some time. He turned on the app, and the first thing he heard Todd saying was, "So I wish she would kick me in the nuts." We're talking about the dominatrix cop, by the way, earlier in the show, too.
The dominatrix who was denied her position as a cop.
And speaking of the snow, John Caparulo is stuck in the snow, flying in later on today. Still be at the Funny Bone, but couldn't make it on our show this morning because of having trouble getting into town. Bunch of snow in Chicago. Messing up flights all across the country, I guess. Always does.
Did Petey mention an on this date?
A few of them.
First college basketball game played?
Nope. Didn't do that one.
Oh. Who played?
It was on this date in 1895.
Oh, this is the ladder in the peach basket, too.
The first college basketball game was played.
Somewhere in Mass?
I don't
know. New York or Massachusetts?
Minnesota State School of Agriculture.
Oh, jeez. Oh, this is college basketball.
Defeated Hamline College 9-3.
Yeah, they call that Minnesota SAG.
Where's Hamline?
I have no idea.
Probably another Midwestern school.
Probably.
They're probably not traveling the whole way to play a peach basket game on a train.
St. Paul.
9-3.
9-3.
So I guess there were foul shots then.
No, I think
there was not a three-pointer.
A basket only counted one.
Yeah, I think there was all ones back then.
Oh.
So call it 18-6 if you want to.
No, it was 9-3. But you're right, it would be 18-6.
Unless there were some foul shots in there too.
And I think basketball actually started with that, with more than five guys on the court too, originally. But they might have been, once this made the college level, when did Naismith invent it? What's the year?
Oh, I don't know.
What's the very first year? He wanted kids to stay athletic in the winter because it was too tough to be outside in Massachusetts, so he just put a basket on the wall.
1891. Wow. Defense Secretary James Mattis says dreamers who served in the military should not worry about being deported.
But they haven't admitted that yet.
He told reporters that service members brought to this country illegally as children will not be subject to any kind of deportation, even if the DACA program expires.
There's a bunch of them actually in the service right now. A lot.
Yes.
A lot.
He said the only exceptions would be if someone committed a serious felony or if a final deportation order had already been signed by a federal judge. The Pentagon says there's about 900 dreamers currently serving in the armed forces or awaiting boot camp. And the DACA program is set to expire on the 5th of March.
Got to get those kids that grew up here out of here. Got to get them out of here.
Yeah. John Cena is going to be an author of a children's book. So that'll work out well. Telling us the story of a little monster truck on a mission to do big things.
In jean shorts. Doesn't he wrestle in jean shorts?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And jorts.
So, got out of seeing him in Ferdinand. He's the voice of Ferdinand.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, didn't have to see that one.
Good for you.
That's too bad. I'm sure that was a fine movie.
Yeah, she went with Grandma instead of us.
Well, Lenny Dykstra.
Crazy Lenny.
Crazy Lenny.
Is he in jail? Is he in jail? No, he's out of jail.
Yeah, he's out now, I believe.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Yeah. According to the Hollywood Reporter, he is talking a little bit about his relationship that is no more with Charlie Sheen.
Were they buds?
Yes, they were.
Charlie Sheen and
and Lenny Dykstra.
Well, and also, Charlie's a huge baseball fan. That's probably where it started.
And they're both nuts.
And they're both nuts. That's where it's continued.
Yeah. One of Dykstra's revelations included additional corroboration for allegations that Sheen had withheld his HIV-positive diagnosis from several sexual partners. He just didn't tell them. Another accusation made by Dykstra was his belief that Sheen arranged for a murder of his ex-assistant, Rick Calamaro.
Is anybody taken... I'm not sure... Might have happened. I don't know what Sheen did with his partners at the time. But does anybody take Dykstra's word as gospel? Because he's kind of crazy, man.
But that doesn't mean he lies.
No, does Sheen arrange a murder? Is that
who knows?
The okay.
Who knows? Dykstra says that this Rick Calamaro assistant, was writing a tell-all book about Charlie. And that Charlie later suggested this was the reason that he decided to have him, quote, iced. Dykstra says that...
This over a bunch of coke. Sounds like something you talk about over a bunch of lines of blow.
Dykstra said that after he got out of jail, he went over to Charlie and said, what happened to Calamaro? He had overdosed. He said, you mean, Rick? He said, he tried to blackmail me, just like you said, wanted $5 million, so I had him iced. Had a hot dose put in there, which is slang for a lethal intravenous injection prepared for an unsuspecting victim.
I just heard hot dose put in there.
You don't want one.
Depends.
Yes, he does.
I don't want what you describe, but just the word hot dose.
Well, yeah. Death.
Nope, don't want that.
Precursor to death. You get one, you die.
All right, that's a bad dose.
Yeah.
That's a hot dose.
Yes. Yeah.
So the cops arrest him. How about this? If you're going to be accused of crime, don't you want to be accused by somebody that's nuts so the cops don't believe him?
Dykstra offered no proof.
There you go.
Sheen's current lawyer denied it outright. Sheen's longtime friend Tony Todd also told the Hollywood Reporter that if Sheen had done such a thing, he certainly wouldn't tell Lenny Dykstra about it.
I like that.
He didn't say there's no way Charlie Sheen would ever do that. If he did, he wouldn't tell that freaking guy.
That's how I defend a lot of my friends. I would say, I'm not saying he wouldn't do that, but he wouldn't tell him. That's how I'm going to do it from here on out. I know, Craig. He might have done that, but he wouldn't have told that guy.
He's not telling that guy.
He didn't tell that guy. That's a good defense.
Right. Yeah, there's that. I hesitate to bring this story up, but I'm going to anyway. Scientists in Maryland said that they've invented a new kind of superwood that's so strong it can stop a bullet.
Well, you've got to be like 18, right?
Not with the medicine we have today.
Thank you. They claim in a new study that it is 12 times stronger than normal wood.
Yes, it is.
Can be used in cars, planes, even body armor.
Who did that study?
University of Maryland.
Maryland, my Maryland. She is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she burns the northern scum. She burns, she'll come, she'll come.
And Lincoln's ass hat.
I was giggling about that a couple days ago. Maybe yesterday, for no apparent reason.
Second time this week we played that song.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you see a guy coming at you wearing nothing but logs, don't bother shooting at him.
Okay. So it's that particular song, you know, there's words in there that I don't understand or that I assume I don't understand.
Because he's saying the words she pees, she burns, she comes, she comes.
That's what I hear.
That's exactly what I hear.
Now then,
I have no idea what it is. I think Push read originally what the lyrics were.
And that's my point. I don't want to know
anymore. I don't want to know the real one.
I refuse to look them up
burns,
now.
She comes, she comes.
Right. I refuse to look them up now. Right. It would be that easy. I mean, it's that far away.
Right.
But
don't.
No,
I'm
not.
I don't
want to
know either. Don't want to know
because
either.
I would rather think.
Sing that.
Yes.
You're actually only off on one of them. Out of those four little phrases, you got three of them.
They don't tell us.
Oh, I would guess the last three.
Yes. Yeah, it's not peas.
She pees, she burns. She comes, she comes.
She'll come.
There you go.
The lead researcher at the University of Maryland, or My Maryland, says the...
Maryland, My Maryland.
The superwood...
Yes.
...can be a competitor to steel or even titanium alloys.
But will it still burn? Because if it's... You wouldn't want to swap out super wood for steel if it's still going to burn.
No, that probably chews up your chainsaw.
It's as strong as steel, but 6 times lighter, 10 times more energy to fracture than natural wood. It can be bent and molded at the beginning of the process. So that's kind of cool.
Now, unless you're like a woodpecker in a, in a forest full of those trees.
Yeah, think of all the broken beaks.
Todd's always thinking so negative. Unless you're a woodpecker, right.
Right.
Broken beaks. Don't go in that forest. Holy crap.
All the squirrels that need somewhere to live can't burrow into the tree.
Look at Bill's got a bent beak. Check him out. No, Bill the woodpecker.
Yeah, there's no sadder sight than a woodpecker with a broken beak.
None.
It actually seems kind of heartless now that you think about it.
Yeah, it does.
And then there is this story out of Brooklyn from a local TV station.
A Brooklyn man allegedly used a wooden coffee table leg to break up a threesome that included his girlfriend. The 54-year-old told police he used the piece of furniture to beat up a man who he claimed was sexually assaulting his girlfriend, but that was not quite right. The three people knew each other and had a consensual three-way sexual encounter on Saturday. At last check, charges are pending and the victim is hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
Is that a New York newscast?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, perfect. Oh. Big enough city. Obviously, Brooklyn's right in New York City, a borough. It's its own city. But still, that I don't know if our local news guy does that. I love that story.
So.
No, they don't.
I've never heard a threesome. The word threesome.
They're not going to say threesome. Right. In this building, they're not going to say it. We are.
Mentioned on any local news that I've heard.
Nope.
See, before he mentioned that he used it to beat the guy, I was thinking he might have used it like a pry bar, you know.
Of course you did.
Because he said he broke it up.
Or an aid.
Yeah. Well,
they needed some more wood in there.
They said he broke it up with a coffee table. I was like, oh, he must use like a.
This is a drunken a-hole that got his wife into a threesome and got mad halfway through. We've talked about this.
No, this sounds like it was a separate incident. Like they had the threesome and then he came back for some.
I think the dude was in there still.
No, he was still in there. Let's hear it again.
All right.
A Brooklyn man allegedly used a wooden coffee table leg to break up a threesome that included his girlfriend.
Yeah, what's happening?
The 54-year-old told police he used the piece of furniture to beat up a man who he claimed was sexually assaulting his girlfriend.
At the time.
But that was not quite right. The three people knew each other and had a consensual three-way sexual encounter on Saturday. At last check, charges are pending and the victim is hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
When can we have a threesome?
Saturday.
I'm beating Larry King up last night. Who, is there mugshots?
No, I didn't see any mugshots or anything like that with that one.
There's a clip on YouPorn, I think.
Called Coffee Table Threesome?
Threesome.
Amateur?
Coffee Table Leg.
Oh, I bet that's different entirely.
Yeah. Coffee Table Strap On? Great band name.
No.
Okay, band name.
Jeez. El Chapo.
How's El Chapo doing?
He's going to have an anonymous jury at his U.S. trial later this year.
So they're not buying, because he said he's out loud, he's not going to kill anybody.
He said he's not going to kill
anybody. I'm not going to kill my jury, relax.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what his defense said.
They're not taking his word for it?
No.
All right.
The judge agreed with prosecutors who argued that withholding the names of jurors is needed to address any fears that they could be harassed or intimidated. Jurors will also be escorted to and from the courthouse by marshals, and they will be sequestered from the public while inside.
But are they going to be in the same courtroom?
as El Chapo.
Yeah, they're going to be looking at him. They got to look at him. The rules, you're allowed to face your jury in the United States of America.
Oh, that's right. This trial's going on in the U.S., isn't it?
It is.
So
in Brooklyn.
He could look at one and say,
I remembered you.
That's Jim.
Right.
I know Jim.
Prosecutors offered strong and credible reasons why the jury needs protections, including El Chapo's use of hitmen to carry out thousands of acts of violence over more than two decades. Guzman's attorney said that his client was disappointed by the ruling. The defense had argued that an anonymous jury would give the false impression that El Chapo is dangerous.
False, yeah.
You would, if you're in that jury pool, you get out of that in a heartbeat. You just say, yeah, I like cocaine. It's fine. I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I love the cocaine.
That's what I would say.
I did some before I came in.
I did a bunch of blow back years ago, and I'd still do it, but it's a great drug.
I just finished the last of what I had before I came in. Yep.
And we excused Mr. Evans.
Well, no, they ask you if you know the person on trial, or if you've ever had any business dealings with him.
You don't say you have business dealings with
him. No, but I'm saying if you bought cocaine at any point,
you bought off him.
You kind of had a business dealing with El Chapo.
It could have come from El Chapo.
Could have.
It's very possible.
Yeah, you could always pull the racist card too.
I don't like Mexicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather go. I don't want to be known as that guy. I'd rather be known as the guy that did blow.
Oh, you just want to get on a jury. You just don't want to be on that jury.
But I don't want to be the racist guy that gets off. I want to be the guy that enjoyed cocaine and gets off. That way, either way, you're getting kicked off the jury, right?
You try that one first.
Yeah.
Cocaine or racism?
Cocaine.
The cocaine
first. Okay. Yeah.
And then you pull out the racist card.
Yes, in that order. It's important
and then
to follow that order.
Wink at other Mexicans on the way out. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You're cool. Just trying to get out of this.
Yeah. Say,
No, I love tacos.
No, I'd say you go with the cocaine for sure and stick with that. They're not going to put you in trouble.
I bought some cocaine from him once, and I hated buying it from a Mexican, but it was all.
Oh, so you're doubling down.
Yeah.
So you're a racist cocaine.
Yeah.
He was the only guy available at the time.
I hated buying from a Mexican. Can you kick me off the jury now?
I couldn't find a white guy to buy my coke from, so I had to.
Yeah. Well, white man.
Yeah, I wanted to buy the American cocaine, but had to settle for that. Yeah.
I was reminded that I am amused by the manatees.
Of the Olympics.
What? The manatees wearing.
I like it too.
Novelty tees.
Novelty tees.
I like it too. Yeah. It's just really weird.
I find that amusing.
I am amused by that.
And it's so realistic looking.
They do
it's
look
like
good.
They, it's like they put them on. They actually put T-shirts on manatees.
What's come at me, bro?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I am amused by that commercial.
Maybe because we've actually seen T-shirts on manatees before.
We have. Yes. And tried to rip them off.
And slowly took one off before.
Of the sea cow.
Cows of the Red Sea.
And we were grateful. Let's say it a nice line.
That's true, though.
We were grateful.
We were
the
damn
sea cow
grateful.
Let us peel off their T-shirt.
Yep. Their novelty tee.
Novelty. That's what made them sexier. A sea cow and a novelty tee.
Yeah, and we would put salve on their backs where the boat propellers would cut them up.
Well, I don't know what bars you were hanging out on.
The ones near water.
Yeah, obviously.
One down by the river.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's some sea cows at the river. One in Missouri,
that
sure.
That had been cut up with boat propellers.
Yeah. You think that would turn us off? Nope.
No.
Nope. Let's just pull the front of your shirt up. Cover up those boat propeller rips on your back. You sea cow, I love you.
A little salve and you're good to go.
And your novelty tee.
Your utter butter.
It says it ain't going to lick itself. That's a good one.
That's my favorite novelty tee.
Yeah.
Especially on a sea cow.
I think this might have gone sideways.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, the old health care law pulled in nearly 12 million customers for 2018, despite the campaign to erase it from the books. The enrollment.
Every day, the campaign.
Only about 3% lower than last year, which was remarkable because the sign-up window was slashed in half. The ad budget slashed.
Yep.
They stopped a major subsidy to insurers. That triggered a jump in premiums.
Yep, they ain't going away. And if it does...
Yeah, they went out of their way to give you the least information possible.
Well,
the dozen
or so states. Funding on advertising.
Yeah, the dozen or so states running their own insurance marketplaces mostly outperformed the federal healthcare.gov. Now then, both in Nebraska exceeded.
Say the good life.
Nebraska exceeded their 2016 and 27 enrollment.
But we're all against it here, aren't we?
They exceeded the old enrollment in spite of all the hurdles
so
that were put up.
Are you telling me... Now this is
Kansas broke even, which is fine, too.
You're telling me this is crazy talk, that somebody that doesn't like the health care law signed up for the health care?
Maybe.
How about a lot of them did?
Maybe.
Because we know how they vote in this state and in Kansas. The numbers don't lie. If it exceeded, people... that don't want the health care law signed up for it. But I got it. But I'm against it.
Well, I give credit to Dr. Mina.
Well, so do I.
She got the word out.
Right. But people
she
should
did.
Think twice about what you're voting for. That's stupid. Why did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Bring me a C-Cal.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. I just said something really stupid.
Imagine that.
I did. I said, look into how you're voting. I did say that.
Stupid, but organic.
Yeah, but
as long as it's organic.
It was still stupid, though.
Yeah.
Look into what you're voting for. I'm going to use myself all weekend with that one.
Out of England, Essex, police are on hashtag poo watch. A suspected drug dealer, believed to have drugs hidden in his body, has now for 21 days refused to poop. The BBC reports that the 24-year-old was arrested the 17th of January. He's been under supervision since then. The department has been providing updates like this one, tweeted Wednesday. Day 21, 3 weeks, for our man on poo watch. Still no movements or items to report. He will remain with us until Friday when we're back at court, when we'll be requesting a further 8 days, should he not produce anything before that hearing.
Don't you go toxic eventually?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you do go toxic.
Well, you'd have to hunger strike as well.
Yeah.
I would think you would just eventually fly out of you eventually. But, you know, Dr. Mina's going to check on that. I would think you would go toxic.
Police decided to keep the public informed of the man's bowel movements.
I can't poop in strange places. I can only poop in my home. It's as though I'm watched by strange faces. It's why I never roam.
Yeah, so they take the guy home, give him a couple lines of blow.
Oh, yeah. He's they made Todd poop immediately.
Oh, put a little baby laxative in
there.
Yeah,
that's what that. That's
police
what
decided to keep the public informed of the man's bowel movements in an effort to quash any illusions that drug dealing is glamorous, they say.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I pooped my pants.
And how long can you go? The Cleveland Clinic says...
I can't go a day.
The Cleveland Clinic
I don't want to go a day.
Says to seek medical help if it's been longer than 3 weeks.
Well, I know people that have trouble when they go on vacation. A couple days in, they can't go. But then eventually they go.
A 16-year-old British girl died after she did not have a movement for 8 weeks. So you can go for several weeks here.
Two months?
Why would you want to?
That's really not the point.
Yeah, I know. Well, besides, the guy, drugs are going to fly out of his ass.
Right.
He's afraid of getting arrested. But
and he's glad to see you. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. At this point, I don't even care. It's funny. Twitter polls up. Do you think the norovirus is funny at the Olympics?
At the Olympics.
That's it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.